So do you want to just jump into the intro and we'll just roll with it?
Yeah. If as long as you've thought of something, then let's just hit it. Let's hit it running. Like, let's not even wait. Let's just give it to them, give without them asking. What's that called? That's terrible.
I don't know. That's a Me Too movement kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, let's just start. So, welcome again to another exciting episode of Grow an Online Business, where you'll learn all the tips, tricks, and techniques you need to grow. Grow an online business for yourself. My name is Aaron. I'm here with CJ, and today we are talking about brainstorming.
We need a little shimmer sound right there.
And I know what you're thinking. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I don't have any idea.
Ice cream?
Let's just break into. Okay.
Wait.
Cue the intro music.
There we go.
Okay. All right. So thanks for sticking around for that. I'm not even sure why we need the intro music, but I'm glad that
it's got to be better than what we just did.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it makes us sound legit, right? It makes us sound like this is a real podcast.
Well, and you want to exercise those speakers, right? Like, people might fall asleep if we don't wake them up a little bit with the music.
With the sound. Yeah. With the music. That lets them know the serious podcast about to start.
That's right.
So they hear the intro, they start to get disinterested, and then bang, bing, ding, ding, the music hits. They're back in.
It is bad, though. We need to work on your self-image if you think people are getting interested or disinterested in the intro.
In the intro. Yeah, maybe I should stop doing the intro.
No.
Let's just go straight to music. No. Just start it with the music.
I like it. I don't know.
Otherwise, what? They wouldn't know what they were listening to.
Honestly, what do we know? We should ask them.
Okay, so we're taking a poll.
And let's brainstorm. We need at least three of the four people to respond.
Yes.
Because we need a majority.
To let us know, do you like the intro music? Yes, no. And no, just that. Let's just ask that. Do you like the intro music? Yes, no. So give me a Y for yes and an N for no.
Question, how are they going to give you a Y or a yes? Or how are they going to let you know?
In the comments.
In the comments of what?
People always say, I always hear this. Give me a hashtag Y for yes and a hashtag N for no.
Yeah, well, that's in, like, YouTube. Are you putting this on YouTube?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, but the comments.
Comments
aren't there
what?
Comments?
I don't think so. There's no comments. Not on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, well, then jump into the Facebook group.
There you go.
And I will make a post, because I do every week, that says, please listen to this latest podcast. It is amazing. And then I'm going to put in there, don't forget the Y and N. And you're going to have to listen to this. Well, if you're listening to this, then you know why.
Why don't you just make a post that says,
I'll just make a
should
post.
We have intro music or not?
You know what? That's what I'll do.
It seems a little more.
And then hopefully people will listen to the podcast and go, you know what? That music sells.
I have a question.
Yeah?
So if they are not currently a member of the Facebook group.
It's a free group.
How do they find it?
They look on Facebook. They go to Facebook and you type in the search or the thingy. There's a little magnifying glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Search. And you type in grow an online business.
Got it.
And we should pop up.
And if we don't?
If we don't, it's because we're being hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a conspiracy because we're out here throwing truth bombs.
That's right. We're being censored. Truth bombs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm actually so sick of hearing people talk about, bam, dropping truth bombs. Like, first of all, truth is subjective.
I was going to say, that's your truth, man.
That's your truth, you jackal. Anyway.
By the way, I just want to say that this is the perfect episode to have this kind of energy for. Like, this is our typical energy, you and me sitting down talking. And I feel
right.
like it's lost most of the time in when we sit down and we try to be serious about things.
Yeah, because we're trying to actually accomplish something.
Right.
And I think when we set out to... I forgot we were doing a podcast.
Yeah,
this is
exactly.
What was it about?
Brainstorming.
It's about thinking about things and writing it down. Oh, okay, so let's brainstorm about brainstorming.
Okay.
I know there's a couple of different ways. There's a few ways I hate. First of which is on a piece of paper. And so when people are like, get out a piece of paper. Okay, I haven't had a piece of paper on my desk since I can remember.
Yeah.
And when I do, it's I write stuff on there that I hate so I can crumble it up and throw it in the trash.
If I do, it's an envelope from PG&E or something.
It's usually the envelope, and I tear it off and I make a note and I lose that too. But brainstorming... I've often told my students, brainstorm about the papers you're writing. So you write down in the center the main theme, and then off of that you can write and do... Okay. I'm not a huge fan of that when it comes to business ideas, but let's say that there's a specific thing you're thinking about for business.
Sure.
Okay. And I love talking in hypotheticals because realistically, hypotheticals usually something I need the answers to.
Noticed that.
Yeah.
Being a little consulting on the slide.
Hypothetically, if someone were looking at asking you about this... No, get specific. Answer my question. So if they're looking to, let's say, hypothetically, increase sales, right? And they want to brainstorm about how to increase their sales. I know I've heard you talk before about whiteboarding.
Yeah.
I've seen you do it before when you were showing me one of your other businesses. It is... intriguing because you're able to put things down on the board that I wouldn't have thought needed to go on the board, but then that ends up sparking something else, which I think is the whole point of brainstorming.
So let's set some rules. There are no bad ideas.
Everybody says that.
Now here's why. And okay. I'm the king of this.
Okay.
Bad ideas or cheesy names or whatever the thing is that you're trying to typically lead to something else that can spark another idea or spark live or whatever. Like,
okay.
And it's super cliche to say, oh, there's no bad ideas.
Right.
There are definitely bad ideas. Okay. We had some bad ideas. I've thrown some terrible names for companies or products or whatever out there.
Right.
Just for a laugh. But the laugh might trigger something else. You know, and so
right.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened. But
so
kind of going
more
backwards.
Realistically, not... there's no bad ideas. It's that even the worst ideas can lead to something.
I think they can. And I think what you have to go in, like, it's a safe space.
Gotcha.
You know, it's a judgment-free zone, right?
Okay.
You know, like, you have to have that mindset.
Right.
You have to actually really be with people that you trust if it's a group setting.
Okay.
And I would say that, like, yeah, you can brainstorm on your own, but you're not going to get super far.
Are you missing that key word, synergy?
That's great, damn it. I like that song. I like it too. I like that word. You absolutely are. Like, you have to have, I don't care if you have a person that knows nothing about what you're talking about, that is just sitting in the corner that you can talk to.
Right.
Be able to bounce those ideas off of them and watch their face.
Right.
That's enough to at least get started. But I think that, you know, obviously you can jot things down on a piece of paper. I actually started way before I ever, like, whiteboarded, and I would use MindNode or some other program like that, like, to do mind mapping.
I have seen mind mapping, and I do dig it.
It's nice because you can rearrange things.
You can move it from one place to another where it starts to make more sense.
Yeah, and Lucid Chart actually is what I use now for stuff that's a little bit more organized.
Okay.
Where it's like, instead of me writing a process, let's say an automation process or something.
Okay.
Or a flow on a whiteboard.
Right.
I get really annoyed when I skip the step and I have to go back and I have to...
Yes.
And so being able to go in Lucid Chart and
add and move and drag and drop.
Super nice. But for, let's say, brainstorming, just in its purest form.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be, I would say, you got to have two or three.
Okay.
You go too many and it becomes counterproductive.
It's unruly, of course.
I prefer whiteboard because it's... So for me, let me just talk from my experience.
Okay.
If I'm on my feet, I have more energy than if I'm sitting down. Right? So
yes.
I'm standing at the whiteboard. It's almost like being an instructor or a stand-up comedian or whatever, because you have an audience.
Right.
And there's a little bit of a nervous energy. And alcohol helps. Now, if you're an alcoholic, don't. But one of the things that we used to do at Creatively Blind, we would pull everyone in from the office. So we'd have, and sometimes we did it with the client, sometimes we did it without the client.
Okay.
We'd pull everyone in into a private room where the whiteboard was, and we would, you know, if people wanted beer, like, we'd have that, or, you know, bourbon or whatever.
Right.
So you're in a relaxed environment. There was a couch.
And you just get to the edge of buzz. not drunk, well, you but just, you get look, to where that
we're just there to have a good time and you take that stuff.
You take the filter off.
Yeah. And that's really what gotcha. It's there for. It's like it doesn't make you more creative, but it kind of reduces your inhibitions, right?
So uh-huh.
you're not afraid to say that stupid thing like that. Right. You had that idea for the name or whatever, and it's just
something
like,
sparked, but you'd normally afraid be afraid to say it, to say yeah. it and you're not.
I so that that is helpful. But man, I tell you what, we've had some of the best stuff happens at the whiteboard, and I find it like absolutely energizing. So I love being the person that's with the marker, not because I'm controlling things, but just like people are spinning things off and I'll write it on the board. I don't want to be the guy that's sitting on the couch throwing my ideas out. I want to be the guy that's at the board.
Right.
Because for me, again, if I'm standing, I'm a little more creative.
You're getting that energy and yeah. you're getting that extra blood flow to the brain.
It really is.
Okay.
So
I wish our audience was a little bit bigger and somebody called and we could do one.
That would be
amazing.
I would
love to do a whiteboard session. We could probably work it out even if they weren't in Bakersfield here with us.
Yeah.
Where they were online and we did a whole screen thing and they could be in there. We could still whiteboard a live video.
Yeah.
And they could be on it doing it.
I would be happy to do something like that. Again, just I find the whole process fun.
It is fun. And that's, I think, what's crazy is I hate the grind of work.
Yeah.
Work is just a grinding, miserable thing we have to do over and over. But there's something exciting about being in a room or being at a place where somebody is creating something new.
Right.
Whether it's a business or a or the next step in the business or just tweaking just something where they're, I don't know, that energy in that creation process is just intoxicating and addicting. I'd love to be there. Yeah. I would just help people start businesses for the rest of my life.
Right.
Because once it's okay, it's all set up and the system is now in place and it's mm-hmm. starting to run smoothly, I'm bored.
Right. Well, that's exactly why I am, my path at this point is serial entrepreneur, but to specifically startups.
Right.
Get them to a certain point. I'm not trying to create the world-class company. I want to get something off the ground. I want to spend about 2 years investing in something.
Right.
And putting someone else in charge.
And I know there's people's dream is to come in and be a partner or be part of a company, a business that is smooth and running efficiently and proficiently.
Right.
And they come in and they just simply manage the operation and the people.
Yeah.
And they build an environment that is then allowed to flourish.
Yep.
I'm not that person. But I know there are people that's their passion. Like that's what they'd quit their 9-to-5 in a second in order to be part of that.
Well, there are people that are just so great at managing people, managing employees or whatever, and that could take something that
is
already
running.
Has a great foundation mm-hmm. and blow it up. That is not me.
Right.
I am good in the suck. I am good in the cesspool of when starting a business where
the
everything
vacuum.
Hurts.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Where
and that's all I really like. Apparently I'm a masochist or something. I say
is. You know what? I feel, and correct me, but this is the example. You're not a family pediatrician. Is that right? You're not a family a doctor.
Right.
You're a triage doctor.
Right.
You want people to come in bloody and messed up and you go, oh my God, can I save them? And
yes.
then you're like, I saved their leg. But now you don't want to teach them to walk.
Nope.
You save their leg.
Right.
That's exactly how I feel. I don't want the long drawn out 30-year plan. But man, I would love to help people create businesses that will last 30 years, one a year.
Well, and again, you know, like taking something that's either existing and
making
hurting,
it better,
you know, suffering, you know, failing, whatever, and be able to turn it around, or taking something from scratch
and starting it.
Like we're talking about massive improvement in a short period of time, and that's the part that I find exciting. You know?
Right.
Growing something for the next 5 to 10 years to this or that, like I'll be honest with you, I don't have the attention span.
Right.
You know.
Me either. And maybe it's my ADD, maybe it's I don't know. But I know that I'm not that person.
Yeah.
It's why I work like four jobs now. I can't work one thing. I can't do one thing.
It's so hard too, because I think that it's one of those things that you're supposed to like want to take the business to
the next level.
Like, why?
Right.
I have gotten to the point that I can say it out loud. You know, like,
right.
I don't want to. I want to get to the point where it can run itself and I have the choice to either exit or bring someone else to manage it.
Right.
You know, I don't want to.
It's time to bring someone on board or to sell it.
I think it comes down to, like, I love people and I don't want to manage them.
Right.
So if someone else can manage them, great.
Right.
But that's not my skill set.
Right. I like to create atmospheres, not operate in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think, you know, I probably am not an idealist and everything too. So that probably that's exactly why I like the creation and not the maintenance.
Well, and I think that is why this. I don't want to say, because this isn't a business. This is just two guys spitballing.
Hobby.
And just having.
Yeah,
it's not a business. We're not going to make any money doing this. But hopefully we can help other people make money.
Right.
And just share the dream. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things, too, where you pay it out enough, it's going to come back.
Well, right. And I've been extremely fortunate to have made it this long and stumbled my way through starting businesses. You know, I started my business, my first business when, well, I guess, first real business when I was in my early 20s. And here I am, 42, and I haven't worked for someone in 20 years.
Wow.
That's a weird thing. I don't know how it all happened.
Right.
But I've been very fortunate, and I've learned, I've done it the wrong way so many times.
Right.
But I've finally learned to do it the right way. And so if I can help someone shortcut those mistakes.
Right.
And I wish someone had come in and helped me through that. You know? So that's why I do. That's why I want to give back.
Right. And I work enough jobs doing stuff I don't care for to make money that I don't need to do. I need to find an outlet where I could find my happy.
Right.
And play in it for at least a few minutes a week.
Right.
And so that's why I'm doing it. Because I'm getting back more than money. I know it doesn't feel like, or it may not sound like it to most people, but just doing something that I really enjoy, talking to people I really enjoy talking to, learning things that I didn't know that are exciting. I don't know. I just find joy in that.
Yeah.
And so if I can share in that joy with anybody else that's even remotely interested in the same topics or subject matter and wants to share in that, if you want to call, you want to talk, you want to type, you want to message, you want to whatever, join the group.
Yeah.
There's not been a lot of action in the Facebook group. But primarily because, honestly, if it is, it's just me in there talking to myself. And
from your different accounts.
Yeah. And so no matter how many other people are in or not in or join or quit or whatever, like, without any outside engagement, I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried this or not, but just talking to yourself by yourself, it gets boring fast.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty entertaining person. I'm probably my favorite person. But I'm my favorite person in front of other people, not...
Right.
Not by myself.
I don't even like me by myself.
No.
Right?
Right? I wouldn't spend time with me by myself if I didn't have to.
So, you know, here, like, you talk about the Facebook group. Why don't we do something like a live...
Okay.
...thing?
Let's offer a live...
Like a
brainstorming thing for one of our listeners or one of the group members.
So, like, if you need, let's say, some direction, like on where to take a business or an idea, or if you need a name.
Yeah, no matter what stage you're in. So you might be in initial setup stage where you're still trying to come up with your niche or your product or your business name.
Right.
Or the type of business you're going to do. Or whether you're going to offer a service or wherever
you're
at.
Like, okay,
or let's say you already have that set up and you're like, I'm just trying to figure out how to put this on, take it online. or I'm trying to figure out how to expand to another city, or I'm trying to, whatever the case may be.
Or we're going to like go into online advertising. We need to know where our dollars should go.
Whatever question it is, let's do it.
Any of that stuff.
And we'll whiteboard it.
This is why Pinterest would work. This is why LinkedIn wouldn't, you know, like, whatever.
Okay.
You know, here's the kind of ad we could come up with, you know.
There's so many questions, and I say this because I have so many questions, about, like, where should your time be spent online? And I know this would make a great, like, walkthrough, right, whiteboarding thing, because seriously, depending on who you talk to, you got to be on every single platform. You can't possibly.
You can't. Right.
But I know that for specific businesses, certain platforms make more sense than others.
Absolutely.
So I've seen some people, they've been very successful on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And then I've seen others waste their time on Pinterest. I've seen Facebook work out splendidly for people. And sometimes TikTok, sometimes Instagram, sometimes just YouTube.
Yeah.
But then I've seen, but as many successes as I've seen 10 times the failures.
Oh, yeah.
And it's usually because that person is semi-succeeding on one and failing on 9.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you waste 10% of your time on 9 of those other, or 90% of your time? Like, focus all of the time on the one that's working.
Right. If you have, if you're out fishing and you have 4 hooks out, you know, 4 lines out, and one of them bites, you're not reeling in all four.
Right.
You're putting all of your energy into that one where you got the bite. And so it's the same kind of thing with, you know, like, if you find that LinkedIn works, lean into it. If you find that LinkedIn does not work, pull those resources and put them on Twitter if that's working, you know.
Okay.
But whatever you do, don't, like...
I've seen everybody do it and they just chaff everything.
Yeah, don't just splatter, like, okay, I have Facebook and Instagram tied together, and or Facebook and Twitter, or Instagram and Twitter, and whatever I post here is going to go there also. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Please, for God's sake,
don't do it. Oh, I
do
know that is an absolute mistake.
I've
seen so many people try that.
Yeah. No, it does. It never works.
No, because
all it does is
each format,
it takes those Twitter people and it offends them.
Uh-huh.
Because
it's a completely
you didn't even
different.
Take the time to post the freaking picture or whatever it was on Instagram, you know, to Twitter. And they know that you're just trying to get
spamming.
The extra. It's stupid. It's a bad user experience. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we should totally do a live.
We'll do. Oh, back to that. God.
But so, like, what do we have any kind of parameters we want to give? Like, you know.
Yes. Any business, any person, with a few exceptions.
Okay.
I don't want any porn sites. Right? Because, first of all, you don't even need to advertise for that. There's enough people going to look and find you. So, no. No OnlyFans. No, like, nothing to do with sex or nudity. But if it's a business.
Got a whole lot shorter. Just,
right?
Just kidding.
But if it's a business that you want to do online with a product or service that is legal, ethical, and moral, and those are all gray, but if you can... Right? Well, everybody's morality.
It's subjective.
Yeah, everybody's morality clock is
legal is less subjective.
Well, only that this might be listened to or you know, there might be members in a different country where,
sure.
Hey, drinking's at 14 and I want to open a 14 and under bar, or I mean 14 and over.
14 and under.
14 and over bar. I don't know.
I got
you.
You
know
you.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but we,
whatever.
Let's,
but
so
just
let's, this, we'll
let's assume that it's an actual bit. You know what? Throw it against the wall. Like, contact us. Let us know, hey, this is my idea. This is what I'm thinking we could go over in your live video. And we'll tell you yes or no.
So how should they submit that to us? The group?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to post something about it in the group? And then maybe they can comment on it?
Yes. I'll make a post in the group that says, we're going to do a live video. We're looking for, somebody who has a business... or potential for a business, but has a question that would like to have the growing online business team spitball it and whiteboard it and find them, help find them an answer and do it live so they can see it in action.
Yeah.
So even if they call and they go, you know what, man, I'm embarrassed to tell them my actual idea and I don't want my actual idea over it. Call us with a hypothetical. We'll go over it and show you the process.
Yeah.
So that you can then go, I got it, and take it back and do it with your friends or your partners or whatever, and then do it.
Yeah.
But at least it'll give people like a visual representation of what it is.
Yeah. And for the record, you just said do it with your partners, which I totally, you know,
support. We can see where your brain is.
Well, you started down it. You're like, you took away half my ideas when you said no OnlyFans.
No,
just kidding. But no, I think that that's a great idea. And I think that we probably, like, if we get a couple people or a few people.
Then
like,
maybe we'll do a few.
Yeah, we might. Like, I mean, that again, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the more people we have, the more creativity we can kind of...
Yeah, like, and I would say for the people that... Let's say we get 4 or 5 people that are interested, they can all be on all 4 or 5 videos. Like, be in and just be spouting your ideas. Like, get in and become a part of it. Like, join the conversation.
If we get enough, like, people, we might want to just... Yeah, like...
Might exactly. do multiple videos, but yeah. Let's just get everybody involved. Because really, like, you might be watching somebody that is doing... I don't think well on the fly. So let's just say a coffee subscription business. And they're like, hey, I've got an idea. But I want to figure out how to take it from this to that.
Right.
Well, you might have an idea, or you might be asking a question about starting a business that sells digital art or something. But you may have an idea that can cross over or that might spark something else. So join the conversation, like get in on those live videos,
right.
Even if we're not going over your stuff, because then you'll at least also see how it works, and then it might make it easier and more productive when you're on there and your idea's up on the board.
Yeah, I mean, I think it literally could be just as simple as like, hey, we have a business that we're trying to branch into.
Right, and it may be something that
whatever.
We brainstorm for 5 minutes on and you go, golden, thanks, man. And we're done.
Yeah.
And so then we can go into a next idea. Or it might be something that stretches on for 30 minutes. I don't want to make the videos last forever, so...
Man, I'm going to say it's like the stuff we talked about with story, though. Like, whatever needs to happen,
happens.
So it takes as long as it needs to.
Right.
You know, I will say this. Sometimes you get stumped, especially if it's in, like, a product or business naming kind of situation.
Yes.
You get stumped, and you'll have to walk away.
And then come
I find that the bathroom breaks between sessions,
right.
Or driving in the car, or shower, those kinds of things,
right.
Tend to spark all of a sudden, like the, you know.
The aha.
But that's not, you know. We're
but
probably not naming someone.
You probably need to, yeah. You probably need to brainstorm enough to get the juice. You got to get enough in the top of the funnel so that you can have the aha when it pops out at the
right.
bottom. So that makes sense. So let's plan on doing that soon.
Yeah.
I hate locking down dates because something always...
You get a little bit of fear of commitment there.
Yeah, and I found out that...
Let's expand that.
Life usually gets in the way of me doing what I'm trying to do in life. So, what do they say? Make plans and you'll be laughed at by God or something.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I find. I make plans, and I usually can get to about the first thing before it derails. And then, so I now no longer like to plan further than one step ahead.
I think, yes. I think, so I'm a big planner, but I am very fluid.
Okay.
Because
I like to know the end result and the next step.
Yep.
And those
I think
are my
focusing on the next steps, like, probably the most important anyway. You got to keep your eye on like the goal,
right?
But really the next thing you have to do is the next thing you have to do, so you should probably do
the next thing, right?
So I'm going to give you this little like spit of wisdom or whatever. Like my uncle told me this when I was I think about 19 or 20.
Okay.
And it's so simple, but I think so profound. I'm sitting here at 42. Like, literally, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, God, I still need to, like, lean into that even more.
Okay.
It's got a big buildup now, but it's really...
Sounds like a truth bomb.
It is a truth bomb. Here it comes. Do what you need to do when you need to do it.
Yeah, that's...
And that's, like,
that's
it's
one
so
of those
simple that it's, like...
The
it
simplicity
just,
is almost offending.
Right.
That
right.
you said it. And then I'm like, shut up. Of course I know that. Right. Well, I'm not doing it. Ah, dang it. I do need to do that.
But it's like...
It is profound.
It really is.
Do what you need to do.
In those situations where, like, if it's a Thursday night and there's one more thing that I could do or I could put it off until tomorrow, man, I have... Like, I did it a few weeks ago. I put something off Thursday night that I needed to do. I didn't need... I could do it the next day. It was fine. It wasn't due until the next day.
Right.
But then Friday morning...
Life got in the way.
Completely.
Derailed.
And I was all of a sudden in a, like, spiral trying to get it done. And I'm just like, if I had done it last night, it would have taken me 30 minutes, maybe 45.
Right.
And here we are, and it's just, and I just go, do what you need to do when you need to do it.
Right.
Charles Earls.
Oh, that's it. That's my idea. Yeah. Charles Earls.
Very, 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 very,
let's make that into a t-shirt.
Intelligent. Right?
Yeah.
He also told me, like, he realized that he didn't want to actually work with his hands for a living, so he wanted to work with his brain. Very smart guy. Like, he figured that out early. He said as soon as he touched a shovel, he figured out he didn't want to work with his hands. Right. I also had the same realization at about 23 or 24. I was like, hey, that's a good point.
Yeah, it took me a little longer than that, but... I realized it. I just didn't have anything I could do about it.
Right. Well, let me say this. I have been saying the same things pretty much since I was in my 20s. Mid-20s for sure.
Right.
But no one listens to you when you're 27. Okay. All of a sudden at 42, you've got, like, some bags under your eyes, you know, a little bit of, like, weathered...
Right.
You know.
And suddenly what you're saying now carries more weight.
That's right, because you've been through the fire.
Right.
But, yeah, I think let's do it, man. Let's do this live thing, like... Maybe you're going to post it.
I'll post the post, and then we'll get some feedback, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
And even if we don't get any feedback, you know what? If we don't get any feedback, and this isn't a threat. I know it's going to sound like a threat, but if we don't get any feedback from any of you, no problem. I have a lot of things that I can ask that we could do the whiteboard on. And, in fact, I think we probably ought to.
Well, I always have things I'm able to work through. But if we don't
we're
we could always do it
it
as a recorded video, you know, or something. We could record.
Record the fact that we're doing.
Like, the process.
Yeah, and then people could listen to us ramble on while we were.
And I don't know how entertaining that would be in audio because there's a lot of dead air.
Yeah, because we're just
in brainstorming. Yeah, but. Anyway.
Maybe. Or.
Hang on.
Dude, what if.
Wait.
You
know what?
Yeah, that's dead air.
That's it, yeah. Okay.
No, my favorite little saying, and my favorite, I love hearing it from my, we'll wrap this up in a second, but my favorite thing to hear my little, how's it, 4-year-old say now, is he's been watching this cartoon on the channel that shall not be named, but it's Stinky and Dirty, and it's this little trash truck and this little tractor, and their favorite thing to say is, what if, and so... It's so much fun now to see my little son trying doing something, and he's like, and he starts to get, like me, frustrated instantly.
Yeah.
And I used to get mad at him for getting frustrated the same way I do because he's just a little carbon copy of me. But now he shocks me because he'll go, what if? And then he comes up with a what if. And then he tries to figure some other way out of doing whatever
nice.
It is.
Nice.
And so they do that a lot in the cartoon, though, to say, what if we take... Now, a lot of the things, I'll give you this, a lot of the things they come up with in the cartoon are stupid.
Right.
What if we throw watermelons at it? Okay, that's dumb. That's never worked in the history of anything that's ever needed to be done, is to throw moldy watermelons at it.
I don't know, work for Gallagher.
Okay. Touché.
Touché.
But I do enjoy the what if. So there's... Where was I going with that?
I don't know. But what if you told us?
Yeah, so what if... I think I said what if, and then that got me thinking about the cartoon, and then... Oh, anyway, what if we did the live video, and we were able to rig up some cameras we could put on our hats? You know what I mean? So it's showing it live they're actually there, like a GoPro on your head.
Yeah.
Do they make those?
Like
forehead GoPros or something?
Well, Insta360
chest cams or something.
Insta360 Go 2 would be perfect for that. And you just gave me a reason to buy one. Thank you, Aaron.
Dude, let's do it. Like, how exciting would that be? They'd get, especially if we did it from your point of view, and it was up on your head, and then they could see him when you face the writing on the board and then back and forth. But we need to get some more people involved. Oh,
yeah,
we decided
that.
We're going to get
like a live stream, but we could definitely record it.
Maybe we'll have to do one and record it. I know we got enough ideas and stuff going. And plus, we'll get some more stuff from our live listeners and viewers. So, anyway, get that camera. In the meantime, we'll do a live video anyway. It's more of a, what do they call that in the business? Stationary camera? No, that's not what they call it.
I don't know.
Static camera.
static.
Anyway.
Lockdown. Lockdown shot.
Lockdown. Yeah. So we'll just set up a camera on a stand.
Tripod.
Tripod. And we'll just turn it on. We'll try that. Anyway.
Is it time for the outro yet?
Yeah. Thank you for... Oh, no. You were going to do it.
Oh, God. What was it? What was it last time?
Thank you for listening. No.
Oh, yeah. Here's... Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and good night.
That's the one.